This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of John Franklin Mayfield IV. Date of birth is June 5, 1991. Case ID number is 3327097. Date of exam is August 23, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/25/22. Identifying information. This is a 31-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain with nerve radiculitis, comma, schizophrenic disorder, comma, polycystic kidney disease, comma, and decreased hearing. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in December of 2021, where he worked at helping to put roofing up on houses, landscaping, and other jobs for 14 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment by himself and has never received any disability benefits. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy. Number two, schizophrenic disorder. Number three, polycystic kidney disease. And number four, hypoacusia. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy. The claimant states that in 2005, he injured his back while lifting heavy weights when he was working in athletics. He states the character of the pain is a burning, stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down both legs. X-rays were performed, which revealed that he had a fracture of the L4, L5 by an MRI. However, no surgery was performed. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and he likes to take multiple walks with his dog around the block. He states that he does not sleep during the day or watch TV. He has no physician at this time and denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, he's on CBD and aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. The claimant also takes acetaminophen, 200 milligrams QHS, which does give him some relief. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number two, schizophrenic disorder. The claimant states that since 2018, he has developed a schizophrenic disorder. The claimant has symptoms of flighty thoughts, very talkative, and has had multiple suicidal ideations as well as suicidal attempts times 17. He tries to traumatize his head with contusions and has somewhat of a disorderly conduct. After further discussion with the claimant, he has disorderly thinking as well as disorderly behavior. He has a flat affect and appeared to be somewhat agitated. His dress as well as his behavior was somewhat inappropriate. He did present to my office in pajamas. And he was very active and irritable at the time of physical examination. He states he was receiving an injection every month, but failed to continue to get the injection, secondary to stating that he felt worse with the medicine. At the present time, he is not receiving any kind of medical treatment for his condition. Allegation number 3, polycystic kidney. The claimant states that in 2006, he was diagnosed with a polycystic kidney of the right kidney. He is to observe for any kind of hematuria. No surgeries or medications have been given. And at the present time, he's being observed closely. His condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 4, hypoacusis. The claimant states that in 2018, he was listening to very loud music and his wife was hitting him on the head, secondary to multiple fights that they would have during their marriage. He states that his left hearing is worse than the right. No surgeries or hearing aids have been provided for the claimant. However, the claimant does appear to understand our conversation without any problem. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, CBD, PRN as needed, which is he uses it daily. He does take aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, and acetaminophen, 200 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, lumbar sacral back pain with radiation down both legs, hypoacusis, especially of the left ear, schizophrenic disorder, polycystic kidney disease of the right kidney, stable, history of multiple suicidal attempts, major surgeries none, social history, the history, claimant has a history of smoking 6 cigarettes per day for 20 years, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant states that he does have delirium tremors but denies any seizure disorder. The claimant states he has used marijuana, cocaine, crack, but has not used heroin or any IV drug. He states the last time that he used marijuana was in 2007, although he is on CBD at this time. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8, weight 224 pounds, height 6 feet 0 inches, BP 139 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 13. General, this is a 31-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also not to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and was extremely agitated and hyperactive. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3, but had poor eye contact with me. He appeared to have a disorderly thinking and behavior, as well as a kind of a flat affect. The claimant appeared to be somewhat agitated, and his dress and his behavior was inappropriate for the time. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was flat and not appropriate for the time that he was there. He did not appear to have clear thought processes, and his thinking and memory was very disorderly. Concentration was poor, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There's no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a schizophrenic disorder, which was being treated. However, the claimant stopped going to his medical visits for treatment. Probable diagnoses. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy dash normal physical exam appears to be stable at this time. Number two, schizophrenic disorder not being treated at this time. The claimant does appear to have a schizophrenic disorder as well as a possible bipolar disease. His behavior was somewhat inappropriate as well as his thinking disorder. Number three, polycystic kidney disease of the right kidney, dash being observed closely, appears to be stable at this time. Number four, hypoacusis of the left ear. Not being treated at this time, the claimant appears to be able to understand our conversation without any problems, and physical exam appears to be normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of John Franklin Mayfield IV.